Good morning. It's a Wednesday morning, and we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. That total does keep rising, but we're facing a clock that's ticking to Monday morning at 6 a.m. when we have our on-air fund drive. WAMC.org is where you can do your part. $379,553,000 now, Alan, in the lockbox.
So that's $120,000 to go. That's a lot of money. And it's very frightening, to tell you the truth. I am scared. I know that this only happens when everybody decides they're going to do something. I know many people have been stopping me on the street and saying, I'm on my way to the lockbox. And it's wonderful to see that kind of community participation. Well, look, is $120,000 we have today, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then a little on Saturday and Sunday. And if we can do this by Monday morning, we will have $25,000 from the Spitzer Foundation. Well, that's a wonderful gift, and we're very grateful for it because it's a great incentive for everybody to know that it would be intolerable not to get that money. We have never missed one, but there is always a first time. This radio station has been there from the very beginning, talking truth to power. No two ways about it. And so keep your eye on the prize, folks, and say WAMC is worth having. It's that simple. So do what you can. Go to the lockbox at WAMC.org and just click on the lockbox and do your thing.
We thank everyone who weighs in. Well, Vermont U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders considering another run for President, Allen. That's according to Jeff Weaver, Sanders' senior advisor and 2016 presidential campaign manager. How does that fit into the mix coming?
Well, I remember in the congressional corner when Bernie Sanders first told me he was thinking about running for president, said something like, well, somebody's got to do this. And frankly, I just thought it was noise, but it turned out to be real. If he says he's going to do it, or might do it, he'll do it. Good for him. People have to make the case before the American people. That's what primaries are all about. The most important thing is that everybody understands what's at stake here. And that means everybody has to be very, very careful.
The markets took a hit yesterday, Alan. 400 points in the Dow. EU leaders also got wary and shuddered as the tumult in the headline today in the New York Times in Italy rocks markets. The president there laid groundwork, which essentially would be another referendum on the euro.
Look, this whole economy worldwide is interdependent now. The Italians, third largest, I believe, economy in the eurozone, are now going populist too. You have two populist sort of parties there. Brexit was a populist movement. We don't want to be part of something bigger. We want our own. That's what these two Italian populist parties are saying now, one on the right, one on the left, about getting together. And it has sent shockwaves through the world because the idea of destroying the European common market, the euro, is intolerable to so many because it signals a disruption in the way in which the world economy does its business, and it scares the hell out of an awful lot of people. So it wasn't only in the United States, it was basically worldwide. Our markets were following other markets for once.
Speaking of disruption, ABC canceled the show Roseanne, of course, the actress Roseanne Barr, known for her tweets as of late, and she sent out a tweet, obviously racist, when discussing Valerie Jarrett, ex-advisor to President Barack Obama. She cited the Planet of the Apes, and ABC canceled that show within hours.
You know, David, I have nothing good to say about Roseanne Barr. However, what is really scary about her is that her show was incredibly popular. And that tells you something about what's going on here in the United States. She says now that it's Ambien that made her do it. I don't think so. There's a long history of this with her being outrageous, and she is outrageous. Now, the ultimate defense, I've seen it employed by many, including a president of the United States, the current one. Others have done worse than I'm doing. Why don't you pick on them? That isn't going to go. So ABC cancels. They do the right thing. Now, what really bothered me was that yesterday the Supreme Court, David, made a decision which was really just awful about the use of medical abortion. And it was all Roseanne all day long on all of the major networks. And while there was information given out about the Supreme Court ruling, it was minor compared to Roseanne. And that's intolerable.
Arlen Chartok with us. Will you be with us in the lockbox at WAMC.org? We only have till Monday morning at 6 a.m.
David, we can do it. We will do it. We make $100,000 and every day we're on the air, at least during a regular fund drive. So now is the time that we have to just prove that we can do this together. We've always done it together. Let's do it now.
Thank you.